America was a rebellion against a superpower halfway across the world. A revolution that originated from the patriotic cries of the ordinary, the commoners, the people. She was a revolutionary democratic experiment no one believed would succeed. The mere idea of equality in the 18th century, something so unorthodox, placed the infant country in the spotlight. Yet here, against all odds, we stand today. A nation whose faith in democracy, and we the people, was not unfounded. The success of the underdog prompts a curious question. What makes America so special? The answer lies in several key attributes that characterize our democracy, making it a government that is truly of, by, and for the people. Everything began with the American Revolution. Our rebellion against the British monarchy traces back to four words: no taxation without representation. Colonists were furious that their mother country imposed hefty taxes without the people's consent. Their protests were ignored. Their cries fell on deaf ears. The outrage over tariffs stemmed from the colonists' firm belief that their voice should be directly represented in British Parliament. Consequently, our democracy was founded upon the idea that the people should possess a degree of power in the matters they care about. Today, through various modes of civic engagement and political participation, citizens possess a voice to shape the community they live in. Our teachers can vote on school levies, our hardworking employees have a voice in minimum wage laws, and our retired grandmothers and grandfathers have a say in their Social Security benefits. Thus, a long-lasting hallmark of our democracy is that the people's voice is recognized, not shunned, respected, not mocked, and free, not restricted. After the years-long struggle for America's independence, the Constitution wouldn't be ratified without an explicit guarantee of the people's liberties. Indeed, what good would a new government be if the infringement of citizens' rights was repeated? This guarantee came in the form of the Bill of Rights, featuring the First Amendment. We harness these 45 words as a means of peaceful self-expression to challenge the status quo, advocate for necessary change, and seek justice. The Civil Rights Movement, Stop Asian Hate, Black Lives Matter, these are all the First Amendment's heirs. The protection of these inalienable rights also places checks on the government's power, forbidding them from threatening to restrict our freedom of expression. Hence, America's prioritization of individual autonomy and protection of liberties is a crucial quality of our democratic republic. Since its independence, America's government has served as a model for countries across the globe. However, in recent years, it is an undeniable truth that Americans have begun to lose faith in our institutions. Day by day, political polarization escalates and government corruption expands. Events shake our perception of the structural integrity of our democracy. The frequency to which violence is deemed the acceptable answer to our disagreements is frankly frightening. The January 6th attack on the Capitol, the overwhelming influence of special interests in politics, the recent attacks on our fundamental liberties. The idea of America being a truly democratic society is becoming less of a reality. In troubled times like these, it is only natural for us to put our faith in the document that has held our nation together in the past. But no matter how strong its ideals, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. It is up to us to uphold the fundamental principles of our democracy, to engage with our democratic process, recognize the partisan lines that divide us are superficial, and protect our basic rights. So perhaps the greatest attribute of all is the trust our Constitution places in we, the people of the United States. It is up to us to defend the ideals that our ancestors once willingly sacrificed their lives for. We must shoulder the responsibility, the burden. We are the first and the only line of defense for our democracy.